ladies and gentlemen, the Railroad Hour. And here comes the star-studded show train. Tonight, the Association of American Railroads presents the great Franz Lehár operetta, The Merry Widow, starring Gordon McRae, and his two guests, Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and the music is arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. Yes, tonight another big musical hit is brought to you, transcribed by the American Railroads. The same railroads that bring you most of the food you eat, the clothes you wear, the fuel you burn, and all the other things you use in your daily life. And now here is our star, Gordon McRae.
Thank you, Marvin Miller, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. May we invite you to Paris tonight, to the Paris of kings and princes, to the Paris of ballrooms and candlelight, vibrant with the music of Franz Lehár, to the Paris of the Merry Widow. The beautiful and glamorous Dorothy Kirsten will be the beautiful and glamorous Merry Widow, Madame Sonia. Jack Kirkwood plays Baron Popoff, and I shall be Prince Danilo, an attaché to the Marsovian Embassy in Paris.
Where is Prince Danilo?
That's Baron Popoff, the Marsovian ambassador, calling me.
Where is Prince Danilo?
You see, I'm absolutely indispensable to him. They couldn't get a thing done at the embassy without me.
Where is that no-good bum?
You see, I'm indispensable.
Probably wasting his time at that wretched nightclub, Maxime's.
Oh, I've always thought it was a rather good nightclub.
Messenger! Go down to Maxime to see if you can locate Prince Danilo.
Well, if that's where they're going to look for me, maybe that's where I'd better be.
My native land is calling me to come and work from 1 to 3. Though as there isn't much to do, I only come at 2:30. Diplomacy exhausts a man, and I do all the work I can, but never ever get to bed until I paint this town quite red. With all my lovely Maxim girls, I give them cash instead of pearls. So all my blondes and brunettes say, come out with us tonight and play. We dash off to Maxime's, where fun and frolic beams, while all the girls I flatter, they laugh and kiss and chatter. Lo, lo, do, do, ju, ju, clo, clo, ma, go, fu, fu. It really doesn't matter, I kiss the first at hand.
And when the corks go pop, we dance and never stop.
The ladies smile so sweetly, I catch and kiss them neatly. Lo, lo, do, do, ju, ju, clo, clo, ma, go, fu, fu. Till I forget completely my dear old name.
Why, Prince Danilo, I'm shocked.
Oh, hello, Baron Popoff. Clo-Clo, you're mussing up my hair.
How can you breathe with all these girls swarming over you?
Who needs to breathe?
Prue, Prue, would you get off my lap? My leg's going to sleep.
Prince Danilo, I must talk to you about affairs of state. Send these girls away.
Oh, Baron. Well, that's all, girls. Goodbye. Go, go, Clo-Clo. Shoo-shoo, frou-frou.
Now, what seems to be the trouble, Baron?
Prince Danilo, our native land, Marsovia, is in its hour of greatest peril.
You mean we're at war?
Worse than that, we're broke. Prince, you've heard of income taxes?
Heard of them? I've even paid them.
Commendable. As you may know, the Marsovian government is supported entirely by income taxes from its citizens. But our country is very poor. Last year, there was only one citizen in Marsovia who had any income to tax.
Oh, yes, the banker. Mr. What's-his-name?
Well, there's no matter. He's dead, anyway. But his widow was here in Paris making googly eyes at Frenchmen.
And the Frenchmen are making googly eyes right back?
At her and her 20 million. Now, if she marries a Frenchman, her fortune will no longer be taxable in Marsovia, and our poor dear native country will be busted.
Roger.
However, if the widow marries a Marsovian citizen, the 20 millions will remain in our dear Marsovia, and everything will be, if you'll pardon the expression, hunky-dory.
Well, that pretty well covers the plot. What do you expect me to do?
Ooh, a little thing. Nothing, really.
What?
You gotta put something in the pot, boy.
But how?
By marrying the rich widow.
Is she beautiful?
With $20 million, anybody is beautiful. And she's more merry than she is a widow. Besides, she sings like a bird. I'd marry her myself, but
you're married, unfortunately.
You have no idea how unfortunately I'm married.
Can I meet this merry widow before I marry her?
Ooh, of course. She's guest of honor at an embassy party tonight. If we hurry back to the embassy at once, perhaps she'll even sing for us.
At a time.
Yeah, there she is. See how the Frenchmen throng about her?
I'll dance with all of you. The evening's young. Here, write your names on my dance program. But print your names clearly, for I like to know at least the names of all the men who proposed to me. I suppose you will all want to propose to me.
Oh, good Lord.
What's the matter?
That's Madame Sonia. I can't propose to her.
Why not?
Baron, I can't tell you. But there's a very good reason why I shouldn't marry Madame Sonia.
There's an even better reason why you should.
Hey, come on, sing for
us. Very well. If you insist, I will sing for you. It's an old legend from my native land of Marsovia.
There once was a villa, a witch of the wood, a hunter beheld her alone.
Thank you.
right, Danilo. Go and propose to her.
This is against my better judgment, Baron. But I'll do it for Marsovia.
Oh, it is such a charming city, this Paris. Danilo.
You remember my name, Madame Sonia.
I've tried to forget it.
Now, please, Sonia, let's not be harsh.
Harsh? After all, you left me waiting at the church.
But it wasn't my fault. It was my uncle's.
Your uncle thought I wasn't good enough for you. The farmer's daughter wasn't good enough to marry the traveling aristocrat. So you had to break your noble word.
I notice I didn't break your heart.
Oh, no. I had my reasons for marrying someone else.
Mm-hmm. About 20 million reasons.
Approximately. Anyhow, I am rich and a widow with everything I want.
Do you have love?
Luckily, I don't believe in love.
You believed in mine once.
Now, really, Prince Danilo, do you imagine we can pick up where you left me, at the church door? Now that I'm worth 20 million, do you think your uncle might approve of me?
Please, Sonia, try to forget the past. Waltz with me, the way you used to.
I'll have to see if your name is on my program.
The devil with your program.
Come away, away, music is calling, with its magic charms enthralling. To its ringing and singing, you lift your feet, follow the time of the waltz's beat. Oh, come away, away, music is playing, linger not vainly delaying. Take your partners while you may. Come dance away until the break of day.
Now, Danilo, you're not in love with me. You're in love with my money.
Oh, you think I'm like all these Frenchmen who swarm about you, eh?
All men are alike.
I'll show you. May I have the next dance?
If you wish.
Good. I shall auction it off.
You wouldn't dare.
Gentlemen. Your attention, please. How many of you would like a dance with the merry widow? I have the next dance. I'm offering it for sale.
Danilo, I won't stand for this.
10,000 francs. Who will pay 10,000 francs for a dance with Madame Sonia? Not a single bid? Well, then, I shall have to dance with her myself.
It will be your last dance with me, Danilo.
Oh?
For I'm marrying a Frenchman.
I don't believe it.
Tomorrow I shall be the wife of Monsieur de Jolidin. He has proposed to me, and I've decided to accept him. Well, what do you have to say to that?
There's an old Marsovian song that says much more than I could say.
There once were two royal children who loved when the world was so young, but never were happy together. It's just as the poet has sung. The prince never told of his passion, For very good reason, no doubt. And so the princess was unhappy, because he would never speak out.
And do you suppose I am sorry? I don't mean to cry. I shall not go on dreaming about you.
That's what the prince said, and not I.
And thus did the princess, he ended. There, Mary, I've finished with you. With that, the prince coolly departed.
And so will I.
Where are you going, then?
Away from embassies and merry widows.
I'll go back to Maxime's. I've done with lovers' dreams. The girls will laugh and greet me. They will not trick and cheat me. Lo, lo, do, do, zoo, zoo. Lo, co, margo, frou, frou. I'm going back to Maxime's. I've had enough of you.
He loves me, I'm sure of it now. He loves me so, la, 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 la. We shall see so, la, 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 la. Wherever he may try to go, he won't escape me, no, 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 no. No, 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 no.
He loves me so, la, 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 la.
Return to the second act of The Merry Widow in just a moment. But first, let's listen to a familiar sound. We've all heard it before, I'm sure. But I wonder how many of us know what it means.
Say, that's the signal a locomotive engineer blows when his train is approaching railroad stations, junctions, and railroad crossings.
Why, Gordon McRae, go to the head of the class.
All right, Marvin. And now I'll ask you a question. I'll bet you can't tell me how much a locomotive costs.
Oh, can't I? The average costs of new locomotives range from slightly less than $100,000 for a switcher to more than $500,000 for a four-unit diesel-electric road locomotive.
All right, Marvin. Now, of course, you know which form of transportation is the safest.
Oh, everybody knows that. It's the railroads. On the basis of the railroad safety record during the past 10 years, a person could take an average journey of 100 miles every day for more than 22,000 years in complete safety.
Say, Marvin, you certainly do have railroad information at your fingertips.
Yes, Gordon, I think I can hold my own in any railroad discussion. But I'll admit I have been brushing up lately. And I'm getting my answers right out of the same handy book you're using for the questions. It's the new and revised edition of Quiz on Railroads and Railroading, just published by the Association of American Railroads. This colorful quiz book contains the interesting and fascinating story of the railroads. It's crammed with questions and answers and exciting photographs. Just about everything people want to know and should know about their railroads. All our listeners can obtain a copy of this highly informative quiz book without charge by sending their name and address to the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. Let me repeat that address. Simply write the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. And now back to The Merry Widow, starring Gordon McRae and his two guests, Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood.
Prince Danilo, I might have known I'd find you in this low cabaret.
Oh, hello, Baron.
You certainly made a mess of things. I trust you with an important mission, to marry Madame Sonia and save the Marsovian treasury. And what happens? She's marrying a Frenchman tomorrow.
I'm sorry I failed you, Baron. but it's impossible to figure out a woman.
No, I know, I know. There's something wrong with all of them. When a man marries, he gets hooked with one that's either fat, homely, selfish, cruel, or expensive. Unless he waits.
And if he waits?
He gets hooked with a combination of all of them.
Oh, the women.
Oh, the women.
How to win them.
Well, let's pray.
That's an art I'm rather dim in, for there is no other way. Winning women.
Winning women.
For the lovers.
How's the time?
That's what nobody discovers.
Not even an Edison.
You may study her ways as you can, but a woman's too much for a man. It is deeper than diving for pearls. Courting girls, 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 girls. With her fair flaxen hair, eyes of blue, she's a long way to knowing for you. She is dark or she's fair, she may smile or may frown. Never mind, you will get done brown.
Women.
You may study her ways as you can, but the woman's too much for a man. It is deeper than diving for pearls, courting girls, 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 girls. With her fair flaxen hair, eyes of blue, she's a long way to knowing for you. She is dark, for she's fair. She may smile or may frown. Never mind, you will get done wrong.
A most interesting observation, gentlemen.
Madam Sonia.
Well, what brings you to Maxim's?
I wonder, Baron Popoff, what you say about the women, does that apply to your wife?
My wife? Don't mention her hallowed name. She is the paragon of feminine virtue.
You trust her implicitly?
She never gives me a moment's worry.
Well, start worrying tonight. She'll worry you even less. She just ran off with a Frenchman.
What?
What Frenchman?
Monsieur de Jolidin.
Well, he's the Frenchman you're supposed to marry tomorrow.
Oh, I just made that up.
If my wife has run off, then I am legally divorced.
Well, how's that?
Under Section 4 of the Marsovian Married Men's Protective Act. If your wife runs off with a Frenchman, you are legally divorced.
Divorced? How convenient.
And now that I am free, I have the honor, dear lady, to ask you for your hand.
In marriage?
How else? Will you marry me, Madame Sonia?
Before I accept, I must tell you one teensy-weensy thing.
Hmm.
If I marry again, I'd lose all of my property.
All your millions?
Down to the last mill.
Maybe I was a little hasty. That's no way to put some money in the pot, boy.
Is it true you lose all your money if you marry again?
Yes.
Why then?
Well?
Can't you guess what I want to say?
Why not say it, if you want to?
I love you.
And I love you. I've always loved you.
Darling.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to marry her without any money?
Of course.
The man's crazy.
But you understand, I lose my money because I shall give it all to my new husband.
The woman's crazy. No, by gosh, they're all right. I'm the one who's crazy.
Well, don't worry, Baron. At least the money remains in Marsovia, and the national treasury is saved.
Tell me you love me again, Danilo.
But not in words, darling. Let me tell you with our own waltz.
Though I say not what I may not let you hear, yet the sway saying, love me, dear. Every touch of fingers tells me what I know, says to you. true, it's true, it's true. I love you so.
And to the music's chime, my heart is beating time, as if to give a sign that it would say, be mine, be mine. May say no word, yet in the heart a voice is heard. You cannot choose but know I love you so.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood will be back in just a moment. The Merry Widow, with music by Franz Lehár and book and lyrics by Victor Leon, Leo Stein, and Adrian Rose, was adapted for the Railroad Hour by Lawrence and Lee. The Railroad Hour is brought to you each week at this time by the Association of American Railroads. That association has just published a new and revised edition of its interesting, informative booklet, Quiz on Railroads and Railroading. To get a copy without charge, just send your name and address to the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. That's the Railroad Hour, Transportation Building, Washington 6, D.C. And now here again are Dorothy Kirsten and Jack Kirkwood.
Thank you, Gordon. It was fun singing The Merry Widow with you.
Well, it was fun for me too, Dorothy.
Well, it wasn't any fun for me.
Why not, Jack?
I just lost $20 million.
Well, cheer up, Jack. We'll get you transferred from the Marsovian Embassy to the Treasury Department.
Ah! That's the way to put some money in the pot, boy.
What's on the Railroad Hour next week, Gordon?
Well, we'll be wearing kilties and talking with a Scottish brogue, Dorothy. Well, we'll be bringing you Brigadoon with Jane Powell and Clark Dennis as guests.
We'll be listening. Good night.
Good night, Gordon.
Good night.
All aboard!
Well, it looks as though we're ready to pull out. And so, until next week, goodbye.
The transcribed radio adaptation of The Merry Widow has been based on the original American production as produced by Henry W. Savage. Gordon McRae appeared by arrangement with Warner Brothers, producers of The Hasty Heart, starring Ronald Reagan, Patricia Neal, and Richard Todd. Dorothy Kirsten appeared through the courtesy of Lucky Strike Light Up Time, and Jack Kirkwood by arrangement with the Bob Hope Lever Brothers program. Our choir is under the direction of Norman Luboff, and our music arranged and conducted by Carmen Dragon. This is Marvin Miller saying goodbye until next week for the Association of American Railroads. And now, keep tuned for your Monday night of music on NBC.